under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome on into today's show. This is Tuesday, April 9th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. We had planned to be broadcasting this morning from the Iron Pig Smokehouse there in downtown Gaylord. But due to some technical issues we're having in the studio with a computer, I'm having to reset it. Looks like at the bottom of each news break and at the top of each news hour. So unfortunately, we will not be broadcasting from there today. I'm from the home studio, but we do plan to pack up and hit the road. As soon as the show is over at 12 noon, I'll be driving over to the Iron Pig. Hope to be there at 1 o'clock, getting ready to go across the street to the courthouse at 1:30. So hopefully you can join us. The Iron Pig is opened up at 11 o'clock. Ian Murphy has some kind of luncheon special lined up for everybody who shows up today. That will start at 11 o'clock. His attorney, David Delaney, will be making a presentation to those attending, kind of explaining what to expect in the courtroom at 1:30 today, Judge Hunter's courtroom right across the street from the Iron Pig Smokehouse. So we're pretty excited. Got lots of information for you today, lots of stories, lots of things coming from Lansing. There's a national story about Governor Gretchen Whitmer and the possibility that Joe Biden may not make it till Milwaukee for their Democrat National Convention. Good possibility that there may be some health issues that will be coming out about Biden. If he decides to bow out, who could be the front runners heading into their national convention? Now, this is interesting because the primary voters have already voted for Biden. Technically, per their DNC rules, he has secured enough delegates to be the nominee. Well, it may end up being voters be danged. Doesn't matter what you vote for. Doesn't matter what you want. Biden's going to drop out, take his name off the ballot, and the whole thing will be resolved at their national convention. We've got that story to look at. There's also other things happening dealing with healthcare shortages. one of the issues is retention of healthcare workers. Finding better opportunities in other states, being offered more money, more benefits, less work time, attracting healthcare workers away from the state of Michigan. Also, we're going to be talking about running for office. We've got a couple of situations that we're dealing with here. 2 weeks from today, April 23rd, is the filing deadline at 4 o'clock. We still have a couple of seats that we're looking for individuals to run for. So we're going to be talking about that and other things. Ian Murphy will be on at 10 to 10:30 to talk about today in court, what's going to happen at 1:30. Hope you can come and join us. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Your power could go out at any moment. Never find yourself in the dark again. Hey everyone, it's Rich Foley. I've been helping families across Michigan for years. I've teamed up with Generac, the leader of electric generators. Call or text me at 989-306-3656. I'll come out and do a free home inspection. Call or text me at 989-306-3656. We will keep you safe and comfortable for years to come. Have a blessed day.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659. The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation, or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
My name is Todd Spalper. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Spalper, electspalper.com. Paid for by Todd Spalper for state.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one on this Tuesday. Looking forward to attending the courtroom proceedings this afternoon, 1:30 in Gaylord. be heading over to the Iron Pig at 1 o'clock. We'll go across the street, go to court, see what is going to transpire there today. Ian Murphy's going to be talking about it in the second half hour. Second hour, I should say, first half hour of hour number two. He'll be joining us, giving us an update what to expect in the courtroom, hopefully as a precursor to today's oral arguments. Now, one of the things that I'm watching has to do with Biden. Story came out where he actually put out there an executive order challenging a ruling by the Supreme Court. Target welfare populations is, I guess, his idea for getting out the vote strategy. A lawsuit challenging the constitutionality of President Biden's voting access executive order will soon make its way to the Supreme Court in what some legal experts are calling the most important legal issue heading into November elections. A group of Pennsylvania lawmakers sued Biden in several federal agencies over his executive order 14019 on, quote, promoting access to voting, end quote. Biden issued it in March of 2021. This was in effect for the midterm elections, November of 2022. The 27 Republican lawmakers, members of their state's Freedom Caucus, argued that the order is essentially an executive get-out-the-vote effort targeting key demographics to benefit the president's party and his own reelection, which they argued is unconstitutional, with Congress having never enacted a law that grants such powers to be carried out from the Oval Office. Last month, a judge dismissed the case, finding that the legislators lacked legal standing to bring the suit. How many times have we heard that ruling? Lack of legal standing. Folks, it's exactly the same language every court has used against the forensic audit information that we have here in Antrim County from the November 3rd, 2020 presidential election. Every single court has refused to hear the case, dismissing the case because of lack of legal standing. Well, the group's attorney say they plan to appeal all the way to the United States Supreme Court. Department of Justice stonewalling requests for details on the implementation of Biden's federal election scheme. Eric Cardell, the attorney for the lawmakers, told Fox News in an interview, "We think it's really important for President Biden to be held accountable. For him to violate such a big law when all the little people have to follow laws, even little laws, is not right. It's clear that President Biden has issued an executive order without congressional enactments to basically get himself reelected. It's ridiculous." Well, the Pennsylvania governor, Josh Shapiro, a Democrat, issued a statement following the ruling, said this is a resounding defeat for the Republicans and their frivolous lawsuit, end quote. Shapiro said in 2020, I defeated Donald Trump and his conspiracy theorist allies in court more than 40 times to defend Pennsylvanians' votes and to protect access to the ballot box. Adding that we've done it again by getting their frivolous effort to stop automatic voter registration in our Commonwealth dismissed. Executive Order 14019. This is exactly what Biden has put out. States that executive departments and agencies should partner with state, local, tribal, and territorial election officials to protect and promote the exercise of the right to vote, eliminate discrimination and other barriers to voting, and expand access to voter registration and accurate election information. Well, in their lawsuit, they also accuse Biden using taxpayer funds to help his campaign with student voter registration schemes. The attorney argued in the legal filings that the executive order, in turn, among other things, directs the Department of Health and Human Services to facilitate voter registrations. Stop right there. Who is Ian Murphy taking to court today in Gaylord? At 1:30 in front of Judge Hunter. He is taking the Department of Health and Human Services of Michigan to court. This is the exact same department that Biden is doing at the federal level. In every state, telling them to facilitate voter registrations. Also included in the bureaucratic agencies, the Department of Housing and Urban Development, to instruct more than 3,000 public housing authorities to facilitate voter registration drives in any government subsidized housing unit. He also instructs the Department of Education to push state schools to register students. Department of Education? That's the ones that get the $80 billion of funding every single year, mostly going to public schools and public universities. Now they're going to be pushing for students to register. He even went so far, listen to this. This is the main crust of it. The U.S. Department of Agriculture. Yeah, you know that federal agencies that's supposed to be helping our farmers? He's having them issue letters to state agencies that administer SNAP and WIC programs. That's the food stamp bridge card program. Instructing them to carry out voter registration activities with federal funding. The complaint also alleges that the executive order was largely drafted by a third-party, non-governmental organization, pointing to the left-leaning policies organizations. One of them, DEMOS, which boasts of having moved progressive issues from the movement into the mainstream, end quote, is listed on the organization's website. Well, the court document that the Republicans filed in their legal brief says the executive action taken by the president nullifies the votes of individual legislators, violates the Elector's Clause, violates the Election Clause, and deprives legislators of their particular rights, according to their legal brief. The Election Clause states very specifically times, places, and manner of holding elections for senators and representatives shall be prescribed in each state by the legislature thereof. Well, according to Team Biden, Taryn Bragdon, president and CEO of Foundation for Government Accountability, filed a brief in the case stating, quote, "It's no wonder that Team Biden is using their authority and resources to target welfare populations with federally funded dollars to basically get out the vote. If they are allowed to fully execute this plan, it could swing the election's outcome," Taryn said. The Opportunity Solutions Project, advocacy arm of the FGA, found that through their study published in February of 2023, Democrats gained a 30% point advantage among welfare recipients. Democrats are seeing a massive advantage among voters enrolled in welfare programs like food stamps and Medicaid. Other areas include housing and those who receive benefits from the Department of Health and Human Services. In fact, Democrats see the margins increase more than 30% in their favor among voters enrolled in welfare compared to low-income voters who have never been on welfare. Wrapping the story up, to date, all federal agencies have identified as taking active steps to carry out Biden's Executive Order 14019 that have all one thing in common. Any governmental agency which provides welfare benefits and other services to groups of voters, the vast majority of which have historically voted Democrat, are stated in the court briefs. Through this sweeping order, Biden commanded every executive agency of the federal government, with the narrow exception of a few independent agencies, to perform voter registration and the mobilization activities, regardless of whether those agencies are authorized to do so under federal law, and to carry out his executive order in coordination with third-party groups that have been, quote, approved, end quote, by the current administration. Even worse, the effort is being carried out in a secretive fashion, despite loud and repeated calls for transparency from dozens of members of Congress, states, attorney generals, and even a few secretary of states. While they're fighting this lawsuit against the Department of Justice and are filing FOIA requests from every federal governmental agency. They'll figure out a way to cheat no matter what. Bottom of the hour news of hour number one. We'll be right back.
This is